When we have a fracture in any relationship, both people suffer. Sometimes we get caught in the trap of believing our own suffering is the only one that exists. There is no perpetrator or victim here. There are two people who lived an experience with an opportunity for growth.
We're being offered the blessing of more growth. We're being offered the opportunity to revisit this incredibly deep, old, painful pattern of ours from this higher state of awareness and transcend it.
The beautiful part about this is that we worked together as a team here and chose love and chose to find the healing moments, focusing on the light versus the shadow. It's not about being perfect and living at a high vibrational state every moment of your life and never making any mistakes again. It's about living from integrity.
It's not about the presence of darkness. It's about honoring and cultivating the presence of light. And it's about having that purity of intention to return to love.
Please know that behind that purge, that fear that tells you you can't be honest, or whatever shadow you are struggling with in your life right now, right behind that fear is a large expanse of love and growth.
Welcome home to the Loving Consciously podcast.
My name is Amaris.
And my name is Eric.
And if you are like us, nobody taught you how to love.
We are best friends and life partners here to vulnerably and authentically share our 7-year journey to unconditional love.
Our mission is to help you learn how to love consciously in all of your relationships so we can journey together towards a more effective, intentional, and fulfilling way of giving and receiving love.
Loving consciously.
Together, we have overcome neurodivergence, mental health, addiction, pregnancy loss, infidelity, and grief. After 6 years, the lack of knowledge on how to heal or love each other through these challenges led to our separation.
After us both spiritually awakening and recommitting, we built our new conscious partnership, founded on unconditional love and a commitment to personal growth.
Thank you for joining us as we put it all out there to show you the duality of our love's pain and beauty.
And remind you that you have both the capacity to love consciously and the power to always choose love. Namaste, and welcome back to the Loving Consciously podcast. It has been 3 weeks since we released a solo episode. We had 2 weeks where we had wonderful feminine goddess guests on the show to talk about the Divine Mother and astrology, and then we took a week off. This episode's going to be a little bit different than our usual content. We don't have a teaching episode today. We don't have a guest today. We are just going to vulnerably and authentically share what we've been going through and some really profound lessons and integrations that have come from that, in hopes that you can benefit from that and from the things that we are learning. Over the past few months, we have been really struggling with this pattern and being in the correlating shadows of this pattern in our relationship. And as recent as this last 72 hours, we faced that pattern and made a different choice and in a way transmuted this pattern in our relationship. One of these core-most patterns that has been with us for 7 of our 8 years that we've been together. And so that's really huge. That's a blessing and a challenge, and we've learned a lot from it. And so we're just gonna share that and talk about what is coming from this. And it stems all around this concept of love's higher purpose and the true and highest, most purpose of love in our lives and of conscious relating. I know we drive this home a lot. Really want to drive it home one more time. Conscious partnership is not just romantic. You do not have to be in a relationship to be in a conscious partnership. You can be in a conscious partnership with your friends, with your family. So please, please take this information today and apply it to all of your relationships. Ours just happens to be romantic, but it doesn't have to be. Love's higher purpose is to help us grow. It's to help us see the light in each other. It is to overcome these patterns and really just mirror the light to your partner rather than the shadows. And that has been one of the biggest lessons that's come out of this, mirroring that light and healing and transcending where we are as a collective together.
And right now, as a collective, we are being called to do some really deep healing work. For us, we had the opportunity to go into a 3-month experience of an old set of patterns on both of our parts, and we're able to bring a new lens of consciousness to that experience. It allowed us to really dive in and do healing work that we didn't fully complete the first round. And we're really excited to share that experience with you because it has provided us with such a deep gift of love and vulnerability after the fact. And our connection post-healing this pattern versus playing it out to its fullest extent or even separating allowed us to transmute that negative energy, return to love, and not only return to love of where we were before, but to return to a deeper love and find even more and new experiences with each other.
You said that beautifully. So I guess I'll share my perspective. For me, I definitely felt an energetic shift about 3 months ago. And it's interesting because I now know this pattern started 3 months ago around when we were in Sedona. And I think at the time had just chalked that up to we were spending time with in-laws and things that were going on, that shifted something in the energetic field. And over the last few months, it's been this clear knowing that there was this dissonance. It just felt like we couldn't get on the same page, for lack of better words. And these last 3 months have been incredibly expansive in my spiritual journey and my consciousness journey and my connection to God, Source, Creator. And it almost felt like the more that I expanded and the more joyful and present and aligned that I felt, the more that you slipped out of dissonance and into shadow and pushed me away. And so it was this really frustrating experience. And I approached it from a new state of consciousness already. And this just shows our growth throughout our relationship and our patterns, because normally, talking 1, 2, 3 years ago in this pattern, I would immediately just lose my cool and identify with the anger and not do inner work on my end and project it all out to you. And it would just be months and months of fighting. And that didn't happen this time, because we've both done a lot of work, but I've done the work where I was able to start taking accountability for my emotions and my reactions and maintain my positive experience or my higher state of energy or frequency, if you will, when you were in those moments of dissonance. It even kind of had become a little bit of a joke where I would teasingly kind of tell you, like, hey, it's really fun up here. Do you want to come hang out up here with me today? But where it changed was these last couple of weeks. These last few weeks, I think I reached my boiling point, or like my threshold at this current level of consciousness, where I couldn't really, or I chose not to in the end, right? But at that level of consciousness and energy, because of other things going on in my life and just my energetic levels right now, I wasn't really able to maintain that anymore. And so I started reacting. And this is where like the core essence of the pattern started to play out. And so from that point, we started to have arguments and the frustration and the anger started to grow, until a few days ago, it kind of all just came to a head. You know, there have been multiple points over the last 3 months where I've point blank asked you about this. But when I asked you the other day after having a dream about it, you know, you had finally come clean about it. And what's really interesting is in that moment is where we broke the pattern. And so before I share that, I want to let you share your side up to that point so that they can kind of see both sides of this. They're two very different perspectives. And then see how we transcended this pattern together and how we both made massively different choices by choosing the gift of the shadow that had caused the issue in the first place, which is just beautiful that you can take all of the shadows that you have and there's a corresponding gift, and that gift is what transmutes that shadow. That gift is what mirrors the light to that shadow.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about the gene keys, and what we've learned through that knowledge is that each of these aspects of our shadows point us in the exact direction of where we need to go if we're willing to look at it and willing to do the work.
You can't take away darkness, you can only add light. And we spend so much time and energy focusing on taking away that shadow. That's truly what we learned in this moment, and truly what came of this is adding in the light, focusing on the gift rather than focusing our energy on the shadow.
Right. We had spent so much time mirroring our shadows to one another that was what was manifesting in our partnership. We just kept pointing out the shadows and the shadows kept being there. This time around, we chose to bring the light in, and that made all the difference. So the pattern on my end was in Sedona when we were there. There was a lot going on in terms of spending time with family, our partnership, and work in general. All of the things that God was bringing into our life and all of the blessings that were manifesting. And there was this dissonance within myself. An old pattern came up about not feeling worthy, not feeling enough, not feeling like I was ready for this chapter. At that time, I relapsed into an old pattern of escapism. And I spent some time avoiding the things that I was bringing into my life and wanting. And by doing that, I created a fracture in myself that directly spoke to the idea that I wasn't enough. By not doing the thing that I knew I needed to do in order to bring these beautiful dreams into reality, I was playing out that pattern of not being enough. And then I lied to my partner about that. I was dishonest. I hid in shame. I quickly worked through the self-forgiveness and the self-love and the self-worth necessary to forgive my actions of doing the pattern. But what I didn't do this time around was have the courage to speak that vulnerably to my partner. And so the energy and that dissonance that showed up in our partnership wasn't from me doing the action. It was actually from me hiding that from my partner and living in the shadow of dishonesty. My spiritual ego hijacked that real quick. And it was like, okay, great. We loved ourselves through this. We did this action, but we didn't do it from a place of shame. We've forgiven ourselves. Let's move forward. I'm not going to disclose this to my partner because we're on such a massive high and growth. And I healed it and transmuted it for myself. And therefore, there's no need to bring this energy into our partnership. Everything is great. Now, over the course of several months, and it started slowly, this dissonance started increasing. Because as much as we can be dishonest with others, we can be dishonest with ourselves. And I had deluded to myself that I had healed this already, that I didn't need to deal with it any further. But my subconscious and my higher self knew better. And so there was always this voice in the back of my head pointing me through my emotions. When I would see my partner riding a really good high of being in the love and being in higher states of frequency, my self-sabotage and my self-shame would show up saying, here's this thing that you need to do to be at that same frequency. But I buried it so deep and I wasn't willing to look at it that rather than seeing it for what it was, I identified with the emotions that I was feeling of sadness or resentment or shame. And then I projected them onto my partner. And I perceived that I felt this resonance within myself and I couldn't figure out why. And rather than communicate that with my partner, because I knew if I did, I would have to be honest, I sat with it. Over time, it escalated and escalated and escalated to the point where there was almost no intimacy in this partnership anymore. And that means physically and just on a spiritual and relational basis. We were not able to drop in and have deep conversations because I had a hidden agenda of hiding this part of myself. And the moment we do that, we create a barrier between us and the person that we love. And for me, until I took accountability of forming that barrier, I perceived that my partner was the one that was putting that up. And so when she felt the dissonance, I would get angry. I was like, why are you angry with me? Why are you not connecting with me? Why do you feel this? That translated to me that I wasn't safe. Now, this had nothing to do with my partner. This had everything to do with the fact that I didn't feel safe because I wasn't being authentic. When I was putting my safety externally of myself and asking my partner to provide that safety, because I was like, okay, I'll be honest. I'm willing to share this as long as I know for sure I'm going to be safe when I tell her. And that's completely unfair, because the reality of this is that dishonesty is a betrayal of a conscious partnership. And there needs to be space held for the fact that when a betrayal happens, suffering can occur too.
That's like a really good segue into how this kind of manifested over the last 72 hours, because I was thinking about this today of disclosure and timing and all of these things. And even 3 months ago, like the amount of quantum growth that I've personally been doing, especially around anger and maintaining my state of consciousness in the presence of others who are not, those have been really strong conscious focuses of mine right now in my journey. Even 3 months ago, like had you disclosed that 3 months ago, I definitely wouldn't have had the reaction that I had 3 days ago. And when you told me and you came clean and disclosed, it was actually really funny because it came the night after I had a dream. I had a dream of you coming to me in the dream and telling me what you told me. And I shared it with him the next morning, and we were at the peak of our dissonance to where we had even spent a few nights, you know, not sleeping in the same bed together because the energetic dissonance was so uncomfortable. And we weren't looking at it together. You know, you weren't being honest. I wasn't holding you to that. When I woke up the next day and I was like, hey, point blank, had this dream, you told me this thing, that's when you decided to come clean about it. And when you told me any other time in our relationship, right, like we have shared so much on this podcast about dishonesty. I would invite you to check out Learning to Love Honesty. That is a really beautiful episode on this topic. And just through our story in general, it started, like we said, 7 years ago, where the very first time, you know, I had found out about infidelity and dishonesty and things going on your end, that rupture was made. And so here we are 7 years later, and this time I made a different choice. You told me, we were in the car, we were actually driving here in Colorado, which I didn't even get to mention in the beginning. We left Austin, we're on the road again, we're in Colorado right now, but we were driving and you just said, I need to tell you something. And I remember being like, oh God, here it is. Like, energy doesn't lie, and you know your partner. My higher self actually told me, don't speak. Like, just listen. Don't say anything. Don't react. Just breathe. Like, that was the coaching that I was receiving, those three very simple things. And you told me, and I think I stayed quiet for like an hour. Like, I didn't say a single word. The last thing you said was, I understand you need some time to process. When you're ready, I'm here. Which is huge growth on your part as well, because normally you would be with that anxious attachment style, like wanting an answer and, okay, like what's your reaction? And you gave me time and space to process. So I took that time and space, which is huge, especially in this pattern, this core most wound, the first original wound of our relationship, dishonesty. And I stayed quiet for an hour, and then the first words out of my mouth were, thank you for telling me. And then I stayed quiet for a while again. And then I think I said a couple of sentences of, you know what? Your behaviors and choices have nothing to do with me, and I'm not going to allow this to affect my experience right now. This sounds like a lot of lessons and suffering for you, and I'm willing to talk about it, but this is all I can say right now. Something to that effect. And then we didn't talk about it until like the next day or later that day. And that's when we kind of started to work through and transmute this pattern. And that moment, after kind of taking some time to process it, the ego came in for me and the old pattern came up. And I had a very brief time of going into anger and re-identifying with my old patterns. And I left the house to, you know, go spend a day by myself, go on a hike, go do what I was going to do. And when I came back, I had a beautiful conversation with my closest and dearest friend for like over an hour. They talked through this with me and I was like, all the ego patterns, they just let me get it all out. Like, I can't believe we're in this place again. I thought we overcame this pattern. Like, why is this happening? How am I co-creating it? What is the lesson here? They were the ones who actually gave me these words of love's higher purpose. What they helped me see was I was still in that old thinking pattern of, well, he was dishonest, so he should be the one to fix it. And that right there, that ego trap, will keep you in suffering for the rest of your life. There is no right or wrong. There is no bad guy. And there is no should. I love this person. I love myself. And I want to return to love. And so if there is something that I can do to make that happen, it is my responsibility to do that. Especially if I'm in the position of being, quote unquote, the one from the higher consciousness or higher vibration, or on the other side of it, if you will. And so I made the decision to walk back into that house and to choose grace. And as I shared before, the opposite of grace is dishonor. And in all the other moments of our relationship for 7 years, hundreds, maybe thousands of times, I chose dishonor. I chose the ego trap. I chose to identify with my emotions. I chose to scream at you. I chose to send us spiraling into conflict. That was my choice. Like, that's the responsibility I played in that pattern. And this time I chose differently. So I came inside and I told you to get undressed and I had you come lay in my lap in the fetal position and I held you and I said, just talk, let it out, all of it, whatever it is, I'm just going to listen. And that brought, I don't know how many minutes, 30 minutes or so of really vulnerable shares and emotions. And really for me, it was embodying the divine feminine, embodying that highest expression of myself and embodying grace. And this is why I'm so passionate about grace. And, you know, it's in my ministry name and it's just such a beautiful word. And I've talked about it before of how humanity is saved by grace, because my grace of coming in there and showing you that unconditional divine love and holding the space for you to express your emotions and your hurtness brought us into 48 hours of probably the highest points of our relationship and transcending this really old pattern. That's how I made different choices and kind of the thinking along the way. It was, as you can see, multiple points of making a lot of different choices. In the end, I chose love.
Thank you for sharing that. It really is a choice. When we have a fracture in any relationship, both people suffer. Sometimes we get caught in the trap of believing our own suffering is the only one that exists. There is no perpetrator or victim here. There are two people who lived an experience with an opportunity for growth. And when we can choose to find that growth opportunity and to see everything from a place of love, it opens the door to making different choices. As you shared in the past, when disclosures would happen, or whether it was from me or from you finding out, anger was kind of the emotion that would come from that. And that anger would then re-trigger in me that feeling of unsafety and reinforce what my ego was saying is like, no, see, I'm not safe. I can't share things. And so that container and that pattern kept showing up in our partnership because as we designed it, we're triggering each other into enlightenment. You are getting an opportunity to embody grace and learn how to emotionally regulate the anger. For me, knowing and seeing that my safety does not come from my partner, but it comes from within myself, from living from integrity and knowing that I am making the right choice. And regardless of the reaction of my partner, it has no effect on me. By doing that, we were able to hold space for each other. Me, during the disclosure, holding space for you to process and understand everything that I had been processing for more than 3 months. You kind of all got in the span of a couple minutes, allowing you the time and space to do that, then once you've processed, you were able to hold that space for me. And by making that different choice, you showed me that I was safe all along. And then by bringing the safety into the partnership through you, it unlocked all of the things that I was storing for so long, all of these beliefs that I never shared with anybody, that I didn't talk about, just kind of all came flowing out. And like that, they were transmuted and they were moved through. The beautiful part about this is that we worked together as a team here and chose love and chose to find the healing moments, focusing on the light versus the shadow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful segue right back around full circle to love's higher purpose is to mirror the light over the shadows. And man, did we learn that lesson the hard way this last 8 years, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Another lesson that came of this, and this one is something that's manifesting deeply in our lives and in the collective, is the feminine masculine dynamics and wounds and patterns that are playing out in the collective right now. Like you were just saying, you as the masculine created the container by being honest and holding that space. And then I then turned around and held you so that I could create that container for you to then express your emotions. And it's really interesting because something my friend said to me was the feminine gives their power away by expecting the masculine to fix things. And what I said earlier about how, as I was having this conversation and decided to, you know what, I'm going to go back in there for the first time, honestly, ever in our partnership, I'm going to embody grace. I'm just going to give him the space because clearly he's hurting. He wouldn't behave this way if he wasn't hurting. My partner's in shadow. I love him. I want him to succeed. I want us to succeed. And so I'm going to take my power back and not expect my masculine partner, my masculine counterpart here, to fix it. It was really seeing that really beautiful feminine masculine dynamic of you can hold the container and I can be the one to take my power back and then hold that container back. And so just seeing the way that that kind of feminine masculine dynamic played out was really cool because it's another broken pattern. You are not responsible for fixing things. This is a partnership. There are two people here. And one of the biggest beliefs that I held and didn't even realize until I'm speaking it out right now in this way is that it was your responsibility to fix things when I perceived you had done something to cause it. It's not. It's both of our responsibilities. This is a team effort. And so you're right. We really came at this together as a team from love by mirroring the light and choosing to look at the corresponding gift of the shadow and by appropriately stepping into our masculine and feminine dynamic and power and being a team here.
One of the most impactful things that you said to me while holding me, I shared, you know, I always feel like I need to hold the space or I should be holding the space right now for you because I disclosed that I relapsed. And you said to me, I can hold my own space. You don't need to hold space for me right now. Just be held. And that immediately felt like this 10,000 pound weight off of my back because I hadn't realized or integrated fully up until that point that I had this deep rooted belief that I always had to make everything safe and perfect in this partnership and that I needed to make sure that the container was good because if the container wasn't good, and the partnership wouldn't be good, you would suffer, I would suffer, we wouldn't make it through. In reality, I was just imposing this perfect reality on myself that was not attainable, that wasn't achievable. And any time that I didn't meet my own impossible standard, I felt like a failure. And then I couldn't, because I was identifying with those beliefs, share that with my partner because it would admit that I had betrayed the very thing that I was trying to create. And when you said, you don't have to do that anymore, this light came on of like, oh yes, it's not about being perfect and living at a high vibrational state every moment of your life and never making any mistakes again. It's about living from integrity, living with intention. So long as we are embodying that integrity and making that choice when we have the consciousness and presence to do so, that is what matters.
Absolutely. And that leads us right into this third and final key thing that we've learned from this is it's all about the purity of the intention. It's not about the presence of darkness in yourself, your partnership, your friend, your lover, whoever it is. It's not about that. It's about honoring and cultivating the presence of light. And it's about having that purity of intention to return to love. Another one of my really big core beliefs in this partnership that was very unconscious to me until now. These are like massive realizations we've been having. For me, it was, I really had this belief that if you were in shadow or you weren't quote unquote perfect, right? Then, oh, this was dissonance and it's all ruined. Or it was a very strong ego pattern that would tell me like the presence of darkness here is not okay. And so I would laser focus all of my energy and attention and intention on the shadow, on mirroring the shadow, which goes right back to our first lesson, right? Mirror the light over the shadows. And we're going to have an entire episode about this topic coming up in the next month or two, where we're going to talk about intention and attention and focusing only on the love. Because we fell into this trap. We fell into this trap of focusing on the shadows and of mirroring the shadows and of expecting the other person to hold the container and hold our power for us. Just because there's darkness doesn't mean that this relationship has failed. It doesn't mean anything. It means we're human. And it means that we're being offered the blessing of more growth. We're being offered the opportunity to revisit this incredibly deep, old, painful pattern of ours from this higher state of awareness and transcend it. And we'll get to probably do that again at some point. Hopefully this time it doesn't take 3 months.
But, I'll try to keep it to 3 weeks this time.
Okay. It's really just about purity is your intention, right? Purity is your inherent light. That inherent light is always there. Just because we make mistakes doesn't mean that isn't there anymore.
And the beautiful part about transcending these shadows and focusing on the light is that you get to embody and experience the gifts that that light have to offer. For this key in particular, the shadow is dishonesty and the gift is vulnerability. By having the courage to be honest, by living from integrity and choosing to embody that light, after the purging period that existed, the level of connection and vulnerability present was much deeper than we were before the dissonance occurred, which just blows my mind because we already had a super deep connection. And this speaks to the power of conscious partnership, the power of conscious relating, is that we haven't, as a collective yet, really dove in deep into how far we can relate with somebody, how close we can get. The vulnerability and love that can exist, for us, that just manifested both physically and spiritually. We've been able to have some really deep and meaningful conversations, healing inner child wounds, and just connecting our energies sexually in a very powerful way, in ways that we didn't even think were possible until now, and being able to create that love. So please know that behind that purge, that fear that tells you you can't be honest, or whatever shadow you are struggling with in your life right now, right behind that fear is a large expanse of love and growth.
Yeah, the only words that I'm thinking of is quantum timeline jump. And it's so true. I love that you brought it back to also the reward, right? Like, you do the work and it's not just like, oh, I do the work, this sucks, this is so hard and challenging and it's stretching me. Well, then at the end of that work, right, like you said, at the end of that discomfort, you're now stretched farther, which means you have the capacity to hold more light, more love. And I can say, after 8 years and a deep unconsciousness and deep spiritual consciousness journey, we have experienced some crazy high highs of love and energy and connection, merging auras, you know, really divine spiritual experiences we've shared. I honestly didn't think it could get any higher than that. And so to come out of this, having both made different choices, we have just catapulted this partnership even more forward. Even up to, you know, last night, we decided to connect with some plant medicine, and our intention in speaking into that medicine was to open our hearts and to bring out our inner children and to let us authentically connect. And for me, it wasn't even a physical experience. The spiritual connection, it was just such a reminder of, oh yeah, we have this incredibly deep, we say twin flame, you know, soul connection. And now we get to have that even more because we've cleared the space for more energy. When you clear out the channel, more water can flow through. Something that's coming up for me right now is kind of thinking about this concept of suffering and how we can sit in the suffering of ignoring or avoiding or suppressing these patterns and these problems, right? Not addressing them, not choosing love, not making a different choice. And when we do that, we suffer. We drag out this feeling, and this is just like the human predicament, right? And all we have to do is make a different choice. And it comes right back to our intro of this podcast. Just choose love, because choosing love will never lead you astray. And when you fully and wholeheartedly and consciously and authentically choose love, choose the gifts, choose to mirror the light, choose to take your power back, choose to hold the container for your partner, irrespective of the ego, good guy, bad guy narratives that we like to project and perceive, when you do that, you quantum timeline jump. You cultivate more love and you raise the bar to the level of connection that you're able to have in your relationships.
Yes, exactly that. And the thing about shadows is that they always look so much scarier and so much bigger than they really are. Take a mouse, for example. If you put a flashlight to it and project its shadow on the wall, it's going to look massive. And that fear can be daunting and tell you that it's safer to stay where you're at, even if it's uncomfortable. At least it's familiar. But the reality is that shadow is nothing but smoke and mirrors. And the minute that you bring light and love and truth into that experience, it immediately transmutes and you get to experience love again.